Track 1.2. Unit 1. Reading 2.
Are online friends a threat to development? An excerpt from Nurturing a Child's Emotional Development by psychologist Dr. Crystal Sharp. 1.
Chapter 2 comprised a discussion on how vital childhood friendships are for a person's emotional development. They help us to build trust with people outside of the family and learn how to compromise, share, and manage conflict. When growing up, our friends provide the support we need to allow us to experiment with who we are. They give us feedback, which helps us to change our behavior and the people we ultimately become.
2.
The impact of technology on the nature of our friendships has been a much debated topic since the meteoric rise of social networks. Advancements in mobile technology and social networking sites mean we spend more time online than ever before. After all, if Facebook were a country, it would be the largest in the world by population, World Economic Forum, 2016. According to the Nielsen Group, 2016, 22% of our overall online media time is spent on social media. It is therefore not surprising that so many psychologists, sociologists, and others are eager to give their thoughts on how this is impacting negatively on our society. It is only now, however, that we are starting to see the kind of empirical evidence necessary to differentiate fact from fiction.
3.
The biggest criticism leveled at social networking is that our young people are losing their offline friends to online friends who are unable to provide the same level of emotional support and satisfaction. In fact, there is a lot of research that shows these criticisms are generally unfounded. Psychologist Kelly Allen believes that it is socially adjusted adolescents who are more likely to have a social networking profile than those who are not, and that people are not substituting offline friends with online companions, but are instead using them to support their offline relationships. There is also evidence that social networks allow people to have a much more diverse set of friends. One study conducted by the Pew Internet and American Life Project, 2009, found that people seek knowledge from and share knowledge with people from a wider variety of backgrounds online.
4.
It is certainly true that our definition of friendship is evolving. An acquaintance we saw twice a year is now a friend we regularly talk to online. Yes, this tie is weaker than a relationship in the real world, but there is evidence that young people still have a lot to gain from it. A study conducted by Michigan State University, 2010, concluded that our virtual friendships provide social benefits and improve our psychological well-being. Our weaker ties contribute to this in particular. So teenagers do not appear to be losing their face-to-face friends, and the additional connections provided by social networking have proven to be beneficial.
5.
But there is one element of social networking that is deeply worrying, and that is the fact that we find ourselves in a hyper-connected world, one where people access social media day and night, excited to make announcements about the tiniest details of their lives. Research is starting to show that this culture is negatively affecting not our friendships, but our character. Professor Larry D. Rosen, in his book, Eye Disorder, presents evidence that social networking is turning us into narcissists. He says that young people who overuse social networking sites can become vain, aggressive, and display antisocial behavior in their offline lives. He says that sitting behind a screen makes them harsher and more mean-spirited. But perhaps an even more disturbing repercussion is that one of our most basic emotions seems to be disappearing. Empathy. This is the emotion that bonds us together. It allows us to see the world from our friends' points of view. Without it, we are far less able to connect and form meaningful adult relationships. And yet, a study has found that college students are actually 40% less empathetic than college students 30 years ago, with the largest decline occurring from the year 2000. In the 2010 study, fewer students described themselves as soft-hearted, and more claimed that they are not affected when friends have bad fortune. O'Brien, 2010.
6.
Sherry Turkle, a professor of social sciences at MIT, has made a fascinating observation about the impact of being constantly plugged into your smartphone. She has noticed that these devices permit us to have complete control over our friendships. She has seen that young people determine who they communicate with, when, and how, as social networks allow them to tidy up and manage friendships, even though in the real world they are unpredictable and difficult to deal with. She has observed teenagers eradicate the need for a lengthy, awkward conversation to resolve an issue by simply clicking a button and unfriending that person.
7.
It appears that people are no longer comfortable being alone, and yet Turkle asserts that being alone is a time when we self-reflect and get in touch with who we really are. It is only when we do this that we can make meaningful friendships with others. She believes, as is the title of her 2011 book, that we are simply alone together. The impact of being alone together is one that should concern parents. I have spoken to children who have expressed frustration at losing their parents' attention to a mobile phone. One child highlighted the fact that their mother would once stand and chat to other parents at the school gate, but now just stands and spends that time in the virtual world. This is teaching children how not to connect with others.
8.
These changes in both our behavior and character are rather disconcerting. So it is clear that we need to place our focus here when nurturing a child's development. Our young people may still have good offline relationships and may only use social networking for fostering face-to-face friendships. However, if they continue to develop the narcissistic tendencies outlined above, along with a reduction in empathy, a fear of the unpredictability of friendships, and an inability to self-reflect, our young people could well be in trouble. It is therefore here that I would like to move on to making suggestions about ways to encourage our young people to modify their online behavior, so that they can develop the kinds of friendships that are required to grow into well-adjusted and happy adults.